Let's go to the department of back in my day. When you were young, did you walk to school?
I walked and rode my bike, actually.
Yeah, I caught the bus because we lived when I lived further away from the school, but there was a time when we were living very close, and so I used to walk. And I was very young, walking to primary school. I reckon I was walking to school when I was 8 or 9, walking to school. A lot of kids these days not walking because there's a concern about safety. Primary school students driven to school with long queues of four-wheel drives and SUVs commonplace. You can imagine what it's like in Mossman, where the traffic is a nightmare at the best of times anywhere. Mossman councillor Tom Sherlock is calling for more kids to walk or cycle to school to improve their fitness, cut down on traffic congestion. Joins us now, Tom Sherlock. Good morning.
Good morning, John and Gary.
Tom, thanks for joining us. Did you walk to school when you were a kid?
I walked to school when I could, but like you, I think when I was at primary school, I lived some way away, and actually we went in a carpool. But later on, then when we were closer, then I was able to bicycle to school.
Now, you want to see more kids walking to school. Why?
Well, I think that it's a really good win-win for the community. I think that kids are sort of fitter and more awake if they walk or ride or scooter to school. I think the other thing is, as you talk about it, it's the traffic effect. I think that 23% of Sydney's peak hour traffic is school or school trip related. And if some of that traffic can be taken off the road, then we get the health effect and we get the traffic effect.
So how young are we talking about here? Should primary school kids be walking to school, high school students?
Well, I think that's a good question. And really, I mean, ultimately it's down to the parents. And I do understand that many parents are busy. I understand that many kids live some way away from school, or there may be particular road hazards that mean that it's not safe to walk to school. But I think for people who live close, and let's say within a kilometre, and the roads are sort of safe enough and there can be safe routes engineered across the roads, then I think walking to school is a great option. I
mean, isn't it safer to walk to school now than it ever has been in the past? I mean, you've got 40-kilometre-hour speed limits around schools, which we never had. You've got more congestion on the roads, and kids have got smartphones, they're easily trackable. I would have thought it's a hell of a lot more safer.
Well, I think that you make some good points. But I think that often the perception of safety is that it's, you know, it's not safe. I mean, I think that part of what you describe in terms of the number of cars all dropping off kids at the school, I mean, that situation itself can actually lead to people saying it's actually too dangerous for my child to walk to school, and therefore I need to drive them.
But if the parent can drive the children, the parent can walk them. If they have to be taken by a parent, a parent can walk them, and surely an arrangement can be made with a number of families so that one parent can walk and pick up the kid next door and the kid down the road, and so at least there's a parent supervising that they feel they can't walk on their own.
Yeah, no, well, you're totally right. And, I mean, there's an arrangement called a walking bus, or you can have a bicycle bus, whereby several kids are all walking together with a parent walking with them. And you're absolutely right. You can have, you know, several different kids from different neighbouring houses or neighbouring streets. And they can all be, in that way, safe, walking together, chatting together, getting some exercise and getting to school on time.
All right, so Tom, what are you doing about it?
Well, the New South Wales government has launched something called the Active Travel Charter for Children. It did that in October at a conference called Walk 21. And that is really looking at ways to make more kids able to walk to school. And I've been talking to a school in Sydney, the Bourke Street School, where more than 80% of the kids get to school through active transport. And the way that they've been able to do that is the school, and when I talk about the school, I'm really talking about the PNC, and they've got something called the Safe Routes to School Committee. And that committee has done lots of work with the police, with the local council, in order to find safe routes to school. And they've got a little program called Stop at the Dot, bike routes. And if there's particular dangers and hazards on the way to school, then they work with the RMS and the council in order to resolve these. And I'm not suggesting that they get resolved overnight, but I am suggesting that this is a great opportunity for schools, for kids, for communities, and for transport on the road And I think, you know, it's something that we should be promoting.
We don't engage in stereotypes in this show, but is there anyone in the Mossman area that doesn't drive a four-wheel drive or an SUV?
Yes, there are lots of people.
Are there?
In fact, there are lots of people.
They've got Jeeps. They drive Jeeps.
John. Tom, good to talk to you. It makes a lot of sense what you say.
Thank you.
Let's hope you can make some progress on this. Tom Sherlock there from Mossman Council.
I used to ride my bike every day to school, and it made me what I am today. I was 11 years old. I used to dart in and out of those buses, tell them where they should be going.
Yep.
Made me a very calming influence on the
road.
On
a more serious note, though, walking to school, and if a parent can drive a kid to school, why can't they walk them?
Good point.
They'll get fitter too.